Dragon Ball Daima just hit us with one of the best episodes so far. Let's talk about that.
No, it's been a long, long time coming, but Daima this week, it was awesome, dude. This is what I've been waiting for all along.
Man, this was a great episode of Dragon Ball Daima.
Not since the heights of the Vegeta fight. You know, Vegeta versus Tamagami 2 has the show been this exciting.
And that was like six weeks ago.
Dude, that was a long time ago at this point.
Break.
And I genuinely mean this, like... What happened since that Tamagami fight with Vegeta? We got the filler episode
where we visited Mega.
Yeah, that was, and ironically that was one of the more artistically, like, at least that episode was kind of interesting, right? But I don't know. I just, like, it's been such a boring blur these past couple weeks, with not even just boring, but actively pissing me off. This week there is so much good to talk about. I want to talk about all the good, but I do want to start off by saying how this week's episode does make the past episode look a little worse, because Supreme Kai gets some shine here with Arinsu in this episode, and it just makes the Degesu thing look even worse in comparison. That was so disappointing. That might be the biggest disappointment from the show, how they treated him and Supreme Kai meeting him. I don't know.
Yeah, because we both really like Degesu's design. Because, I mean, Degesu, I think we both are probably on record saying, like, he's just a cooler-looking Supreme Kai. Like,
yes, he just looked cool.
And so, yeah, I saw, we actually had a comment about that, and it was like, Degesu is no Zamasu. And I was like, I mean, yeah, no, definitely. I mean, definitely not. I hope that wasn't even like where they were going with that. But yeah, the interaction between Arinsu and Supreme Kai was just like leaps and bounds better than the interaction between Supreme Kai and Degesu. It does not
1,000 times. Dude, it's, oh my God. But again, that's because this episode did it so right. And then this is the last negative thing I have to say, and not about this episode, but how this episode makes other episodes look, is this is how you do a everybody on the adventure comes together moment.
Yeah, dude.
Why is the king even fucking here, dude? The whole thing with the laser beams and the guns and them showing up to say, all just completely manufactured. We didn't even need it now that we had... If you knew you had this coming up, why did we even need to shoehorn that in? You know, maybe it'll come into play later, but still just disagree with the way that was done. And I'm very excited to see that they did it so well here. Getting to see the whole crew together, every good character in the show. It looks good. Oh, wait. I just thought of one more negative thing.
Oh, brother.
And it has to do with our favorite character, the internet's favorite character. And ours too. We love the guy. Hybus. I don't know why people say this character is funny. Every time. They had 6 opportunities to make a joke with him this episode. And the angle they decided to go was he's being awkward and nervous because he knows what he did now. How is that fun? Not. It's not funny at all.
Knows what he did in reference to him giving up the third eye.
He gave up the third eye, yeah. That's such an avenue for comedy. It was a decision made with comedy in mind. It wasn't a serious decision. It wasn't like a super plot heavy thing where we knew it was coming and like, oh, the tragedy, it was just, and he did nothing with it. He did nothing with it, but to have a little sweat drop and sometimes, say and do nothing.
Know, sometimes that's all you need, man.
I don't care. This might be
Hybus, best character on Daima, dude.
That is like my last huge disagreement. I know I am. I know. And look, maybe I'm missing something. It's just my last disagreement with the internet. It's just like, I don't get it. People will say that this character is so fucking where?
No, dude, I don't get that. I don't get that. I don't hate him like you do, but I'm like, where is he funny though? Like, he's not funny.
Like, in the same scene, they have Majin Du running around chasing a butterfly, infinitely funnier than anything fucking Hybus did, and it's one of the good characters chasing a butterfly. Infinitely funnier, more comedic than anything Hybus did, and he had the better setup. Oh my God. All right, that was the last negative thing. I'm personally going all glaze from here.
Yeah. Speaking of glaze, dude, let me glaze us just a little bit. You guys can watch our reaction to this really awesome episode by clicking join right here on YouTube. We're going to patreon.com/keymoments. When you get there, it's not just our reactions, Dotto. It's multiple upon multiple bonus podcasts that are only available to key members for now. on top of all our reactions to everything, every episode pre this, as well as our Dragon Ball Z reactions, as well as the reaction to Dragon Ball Evolutions, including a hypercut of that. Anyways, lots of bonus content available the second you become a key member. And Dotto.
Yeah, no. What's
up? In our reaction, I did have to call that out, and I was waiting for the moment to call. I needed to bring up Hyvus at least once while we were reacting, and I did specifically wait for the butterfly moment with with Dew to do that because yeah, I was just sitting there thinking like this is just infinitely hitting way more than anything they've done with Hyvus this entire time.
Or even just, you know, let me throw it over to Ku, the one that you wanted to say. Maybe you wanted to say it because he also was funnier. He was like, yeah, I lost to the Tamagami. And he was like proud about it. Like that alone is funny. Like that was funny too.
He also was the one who was going to fight Goku. He was the one, and she's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you're right. That was pretty funny too. Goku started walking away to start a fight. Ku was like, bet. And no, whoa, not you, buddy. Hold on.
This is actually a pretty easy one to recap. Just really quickly. Basically, then we can like dive into the bits more. But basically, they meet up. If you watch last episode, that ends with literally Arensu and Dew and Ku meeting up with the Z Warriors. Arensu then suggests, hey, we should fight for this last Dragon Ball, because they see they're like, oh wait, you have the Dragon Ball, and she's like, I do have it. We should fight for it. And then Vegeta and Goku get into an argument over who should be the one that fights for it. Goku does be the one to win. That eventually gets us to a Dew versus Goku fight, which is then interrupted by Goma with his new transformation, and he makes an arena for everyone to fight in. And then what is his, what is Neva? Anyways, he goes ahead and gets Tamagami 1 involved. So like, as Dotto literally said, we've got Dew fighting, we've got Ku fighting, we've got Tamagami 1. We actually, for some reason, saw Glorio fighting. He will not reveal that he's an op, dog. Is this not going to happen now? Like what?
I think it's the one missing piece. But honestly, at this point, I think it's going to be more of a subtle thing. Like it's going to be revealed maybe like in the final moments. I don't think it's going to get played out too long. I genuinely think maybe this is going to be more of a quicker note to the show than at least I was expecting. I thought this was going to be like a three episode. Yeah, I thought this was going to be like maybe a 3-episode consequence thing where Glorio abandons the group and then episodes happen and then he comes back. I genuinely think it's going to be like a no, Arensu, you're wrong. And then like, that's it. Without it happening in this episode, there's not enough time for it to be a multi-episode thing.
Three episodes left.
And from what they showed in this episode, they know what we want to see, and they're going to be throwing down. We don't have time for emotional reconnection, all right? Maybe some in the margins, you know, in the minutes between, but I don't know. I don't think we have time for that no more.
For the most part, we're going into peak, is what you're saying.
Yes, dude. It is. This was fucking good. This gave me hope again. Because we've made some pretty bold predictions on this show about the ratings coming up. I said 2 Kaio-tens coming up in the next couple episodes here. And we have 3 episodes left.
We haven't rated today though. I don't know, man.
I don't know either. Yeah. I don't know either.
You gotta say tattooing for that. So anyway, they all go to fight in the arena, and like literally, this is what Dotto was saying. Like, we had sort of the gathering of everyone we actually cared about. It was really, really cool, including Tamagami 1. I am going to need at some point Tamagami 3 to show back up one more time, because assuming we don't get a season 2 and assuming this is like it for this entire sort of like storyline, I need at least one more Tamagami 3 moment. You know what I mean? Like I do in fact need that to happen. And we do discover that Goma has some, like, we can talk about this more in a second, but he has a lot of abilities essentially. And he locks up Goku at one point, like completely has him like in a stun lock, if you will, but a magical one, not one through stun guns. Anyways. And at that moment, Dew and Tamagami 1 like stop a blast from hitting Goku, and Goku goes Super Saiyan 3, which is something that I guess you could. I already saw people saying they were getting spoiled, and people in my DM saying they're getting spoiled, and I'm not trying to like take anything away from them, but I also saw like the SSJ 3 thing, because Toei literally put it as their thumbnail, which is probably why he's our thumbnail today too, because if the official licensor is going to literally show him, I'm not gonna lie, Dotto, like I guess we can discuss this. Goku going SSJ 3, is that a spoiler? Like, is that, to me, that is not a spoiler. I'm like, cool, dog. He went, like,
is it something I would have rather just seen for myself? Sure. And I texted you that when I saw the thumbnail. I was like, ah, damn, they got me on this one. But it's far from the worst thing you could see. Like, you know, he's going to do it. You pretty much know what he's going to look like. And the only, like, seeing a screenshot of this, I think you're right. It doesn't really move the needle for me at all.
Yeah. No, it personally, it did not bug me. I know there's probably going to be people out there that wish they hadn't seen that, but man, I don't know. I think at that point you're almost like looking for something to complain about, because like, I just don't think, I think if they have what we're thinking, we're about to discuss, they have, unless you know something about them, you don't want to dive into the discussion.
I don't know anything. Okay. Like, so I will,
we are going to be playing with fire. I'm in the dark. Look at comments all week, because we might be playing with fire once we get into that discussion.
I mean, the fire is here. We can just get into it, bro. Like, we think.
You don't want to discuss the fights anymore? Like, Goku was really good, man.
I think the whole episode was good. I wanted to get into it piece by piece, but since we're here, I mean, I got to at least say.
Fine, let's just do it.
I think, I don't know where you are on this, Nano. Because at the beginning, let's go back all the way to the start of the Daima podcast. I thought Super Saiyan 4 was actually, you had to be smoking crack to say that we were going to get Super Saiyan 4.
You did.
And lately, and you were a believer. And lately, I've been hitting the pipe pretty fucking hard, dude, lately. It's just like, I can't believe it, but they introduce an item that gives you magical power-ups. It's the perfect Demon Realm exclusive item add-on quest. It's like, this item is going to stay with whoever becomes the Supreme Demon King. But for the time being, it is definitely going to end up in Goku's possession. We are seeing Super Saiyan 4 Demon Edition with the evil eye. And because it's a red eye, it's going to give red fur. I mean, it's genuinely over, dude. Like, I see it as almost a 100% bet now. 99%. I would put real money on this. If we had Dragon Ball bet, sports bet, catch me on there losing my house.
Damn. So, okay. I guess this is a good point to bring up. Next week's episode. So this episode does finish with him going Super Saiyan 3. Like, that is, like, him going 3 and then that shot of him looking at the camera, that is the end of this episode. So next week's episode is called Awakening. So, like,
That eye's gonna come out.
I don't know, man. I
all right, Nano.
Because that's where I've been like the entire time. But like, I believe that we are getting a fusion in this, Nano. Like,
Well, that's the thing, Nano, is like, the eye can do anything. Like, there's a chance we see Super Saiyan 4 Demon Eye Vegito.
Dude, calm the fuck down. Okay,
that would be the most hero shit. I can't see Donald's face cam
right now, but is he drinking some like Dragon Ball Heroes like Coca Cola over there or something? Like, what the fuck?
I am so engraved in the fucking like, which is crazy. The history of this podcast is wild. There is legitimate like, you know, call the theory trash all you want. It's not even much of a theory. But the pieces are in place for a Super Saiyan 4 Demon Realm Vegito, and that is insane. That is just crazy.
Man, obviously I was very, very fast. Go watch the episode for yourselves. It is fantastic, and you can watch it again along with us if you're a key member. But there is a moment, there's a couple of moments that I did want to slightly bring up and we could talk about, and I guess one we can bring up right now. So Goku does lose his bag of bugs, which does include the fusion bug. Now, I've been a very big believer in the fact that Supreme Kai is here, and granted, he's not really done much. We have criticized that a little bit. Him being here has not felt that impactful. Like, he hasn't been that impactful to the story. Some of you guys can let us know if you disagree. But one thing that I do know that he's here with are his freaking earrings. He has both earrings with him. So even without bugs, Vegito is still possible, but there's no world where those bugs are actually 100% gone. Like, right? You don't believe that, right?
I don't believe that for a second.
No. Like, oh man, he dropped the pouch full of bugs dropped out because Vegeta did ask him for one. And so Goku now is aware because they all got, you know, hit by Goma and all of that. So Goku is now aware that he lost his pouch full of bugs.
Oh no, Nano.
What?
Oh no. Who do we know in the show that has found something very important for this climactic arc?
Yeah, Hyvus.
Yeah, it's going to be Hyvus. He's going to find the fucking pouch.
I was going to mention that earlier. When you said, like, has it done anything, I was like, it's probably either going to be King Kazan or it's going to be Hyvus that saves the day.
It's going to be Hyvus finding the fucking pouch. And I just want to let people know now, I'm going to get out in front of it. That doesn't count. I don't care. But that's all I got to say to that. Man. I continue.
Minus the awkwardness with Hyvus, Dotto, there was also a couple of, like, weird lingering, like, holds on him. Do you think there's a world, like, I know you're going to say no to this, but do you think there's a world where Hyvus is revealed as the double agent / potential, like, actual problematic character?
No, but I think that would be the one move where I would start liking Hyvus as a character.
If he was the double agent?
If he was the double agent working for the enemy team, at that point, I would actually be like, okay, you know what? All right. I'll take it all back.
I'm only saying this because he is now the sole holder of the other two Dragon Balls that the Z Warriors have. Because Arntu does. So another key component, if you're not watching Diamond, go freaking watch Diamond. Come back and listen to the pod with us, man. Like this at least this episode, dog. This episode was so good. But Arntu still has one Dragon Ball, and the Z Warriors still have two Dragon Balls because, again, as I mentioned, Doo and Goku were literally like middle of fighting. Very good fighting, by the way. Some like very, because Doo is the more Boo style character for sure, right? Ku is the very Cybermen, and Doo is very more sort of Boo. And right before it got broken up was when Goku went Super Saiyan, and like Doo is doing some of the steam stuff that Boo does, and like the framing, like everything about that fight was getting really damn good. Gets interrupted, and Glorio hands over his Dragon Ball to Hyvus. So Hyvus now is double strapped up with Dragon Balls. And I'm like, this is, unironically, I don't think they'll do this, but it's not impossible that they could make Hyvus be the double agent because he literally has both of the Dragon Balls now. Like,
that's one Dragon Ball is already too much to be in the hands of that guy.
I'm telling you, Hyvus is more important, man. He's sort of like maybe the key component to what makes Daima Daima. Like,
he might be the secret sauce. He's the funniest character Dragon Ball's ever had. He has the best design we've ever had, and he probably could also go Super Saiyan 3 and just isn't showing it yet. But I don't know, there's so many mysteries to the guy. I definitely do think if he's a traitor, I mean, that would make it 10 times more interesting. I'm not even gonna lie, it would be way better. Like, going back in the series and watching it again, it would make Hyvus a lot more palatable. I would put that low percentage, though, because imagine them doing something interesting with Hyvus.
You're right. He's just gonna stand there and he's gonna like, he's not doing anything, man. You're right.
This past week, I took the chance to go watch a lot of other Daima podcasts to see what other people were saying. I kind of thought, for the longest time, that we were kind of alone in this, and I thought maybe it was like maybe a meathead moment, or just like, even though I don't think all of our takes are about the fights and not enough or whatever, but a lot of people were agreeing, except on the Hyvus thing. Every group I found did like Hyvus, but I just saw a lot of people talk about the stuff they were disappointed by and all this stuff, and I think this episode did so much good, dude. Starting with, dude, the fight you mentioned, Ku versus Goku, or Doo. Sorry, Doo versus
you
Goku.
Did it,
yeah,
too.
Right.
Let's go.
I did. Hey, come on. Ku did step up to fight. He did, and then he got called back to be a bench warmer. That takes up like the first 7 minutes of the episode, and it's just pure silence. It's just straight hands. I will say, I thought it started a little slow, but then they ramped up, and it honestly just keeps ramping up for the entire episode, so that the slow start felt almost purposeful in that way. It was quiet, slow, and then it ramps up. Their fight gets a little more intense. And then by the end, it's pure sound effects all the time. Beams being fired out. Goma is just, I mean, we still have to talk about Goma because,
yeah, we haven't even got to Goma yet.
Do we want to do that like now? Because Goku and Doo, they basically, we don't get to see how it ends. It was even fight. Although I will say Goku just went Super Saiyan. He didn't go all the way.
Goku, let's be real. Goku would.
I think he's winning that easy, Super Saiyan.
Yeah.
I mean, we're seeing in the preview, we'll just skip to this now. In the preview, it's Super Saiyan 3 versus Goma, and it is a 1v1 and it looks, you know, good. It looks fine. That's not how Goma was moving this episode, okay? I don't know how the scaling, power scalers make it make sense, because it did not make sense how Goma was moving. But anyway,
he was 1v1. Shows up. Was there nine of them?
I think so.
Tamagami 1, Dooku, that's three.
That's three.
Then Goku, Vegeta, Piccolo.
Yep.
And then
Supreme Kai, Glorio.
Supreme Kai and Glorio. So 1v8?
Yeah, I think so. 1v8ing.
Bro is 1v8ing.
And not even flinching, by the way. He it's not even looking tough. On an arena that he created with his own power. But yeah, first off, let's just start with this. This was a big topic on the internet. His design, Nana. How do you feel about his design now that we've fully seen it?
Here, okay. So obviously this is gonna be okay. You know the whole discussion where people compare like Moro's final design to like Hit to like someone else, right? And it's just kind of modern Dragon Ball Heroes always kind of, it's not Jiren, is it? Maybe it is Jiren. I don't know. I guess there's like some topics that people like to take part in that a lot of modern Dragon Ball Heroes look similar. And the one that I think the design I had in mind was closer to that fan animation of Goma when Goma went big. So while I won't say that I wouldn't have loved him to have more of a Moro probably type look to him when he was said and done, I think for the sake of him looking probably different from that is probably better. I don't hate the design, I guess, is a really short way to say it. But I also wouldn't have hated if he changed a little bit, because he literally, his face is still the same. He just now looks like he's a Pride Trooper. He looks like Jiren with his face. This is what he looks like.
Pretty much. I think for me, again, I think just like you, I didn't really mind it. I don't think it's like super great, mainly because, yeah, just the Pride Trooper similarity. Like, it literally, if Goma was on the lineup of their team, it wouldn't have looked any different. Like, you could have replaced some random person with him and it would have been fine. I do think it kind of works as comedy because they keep the same like over animated Goma facial expressions, which looks pretty funny on like a big boss kind of guy.
It also makes him unique, like a unique big bad as well, I feel like.
It does. He does stand out a little bit more. He has a unique head shape. I'm not gonna lie. I didn't see the fan animation you were talking about. I just looked it up now. I didn't think of a Janemba type of villain showing up in this series.
Yeah, that was it. Janemba. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't think of a Janemba type of villain showing up in the series, even though now that I'm thinking about it, that would have been a great thing to do. Like evil demon realm. That would have been awesome. I will say though, when we saw his transformation, we saw the horns start moving. Immediately I was like, oh wait, this is gonna look like fucking Janemba. Then we saw the back shot. I was like, all right, this is just Pride Trooper. Now it's literally just big buff Goma. And I don't know if it's, I feel like I should hate it more. Like, I really should hate it more. I'm kind of worried, like, how he would look in a Sparking Zero, because I think the way they're animating him is carrying it so heavy right now. But I love it. In this episode, I loved it. He looked like such a big bad boss character. And maybe it's just because of how huge this guy was. It's hard to get a good scale on him, but he is way bigger.
He looks bigger than Broly.
Yes, he does. Like maybe even two times bigger than Broly, which I'm a little afraid of because I don't want him to end up as a giant in the video games, but that is strictly a video game topic. But please, I hope not. There's a scene where they're fighting and it's like in the distance and Goma comes closer that is just amazing. Like, he's fighting insects and then they get closer and you can kind of see him swirling around punching. But Goma design, I don't know where to rate it. I guess over time we'll know with like games and like cards and even Dokkan and Legends and all that stuff. But as far as Diamond and his appearance, surprisingly, I'm gonna give it a higher rating on that. I thought they pulled it off pretty well.
No, like you said, I think it looks great in action. I hadn't thought about the fact of what he'll actually look like in Sparking. And yeah, I'm praying that maybe we just can't size him up because he's not fighting kids necessarily though, because
yeah, he got Doo and Glorio, Ku and Tamagami 1 in there.
Yeah, damn. Okay, no, he is dude. Yeah, I really hope they don't make him a giant. That would be so ass.
I don't think he's giant. Like, he's not big enough to be a giant, I don't think. But, I mean, I pray that he's not. I'm trying to like go back through the episode right now to see if there's a better scaling.
Is he like Wheelo size? Because Wheelo is pretty small for a giant, but he's still a giant character.
Oh man!
If we can talk about abilities, he was the, I think, embodiment of why the show was rumored to be Dragon Ball Magic, because he was doing a shit ton of magic abilities, which was really, really cool. So obviously he formed the arena himself, which he did by like grabbing a bunch of rubble and like around his sort of like palace and bringing it together to form this arena. And then in multiple instances while fighting them, he's like doing multiple things at once, like telekinetic type abilities. But then also the sequence that was previewed last week that we finally got to see, obviously this week, where they all fire beams at him and he just like creates this huge like aura ball thing around him and absorbs all of the beams at once and brings them in, which, by the way, we thought, well, Dotto called it out, but I was on board. I was saying like it was going to be a transformation sequence, like he was going to bring in their energy and essentially transform from there. Which, I mean, honestly, like, do you think a sort of like quote unquote final form out of Goma is really out of the possibility here?
I don't think it's out of the possibility. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, but I do think I would put it at a higher chance that this is just him.
No, I agree. But if Goku does something, Goma could also do something. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind after this. I did find a good scaling shot against Goma just now, actually. But I really wouldn't mind after this episode. We were talking about who's going to be the final villain. Who's going to be the final villain? To be honest, like, did this episode do anything for you in that regard? Like, if Goma's the final villain now,
I think it's Goma. Yeah.
If Goma's the final villain now, I'm actually totally okay with that. Before, if somebody would have told me that, I would have been like, oh, that is so fucking disappointing. But now the way he was moving, I don't know.
Yeah. We both thought that there could be a like secret, like final type big baddie, but no. Yeah. I just think it's going to be Goma and I'm totally okay with that. It's just like, I don't think Goma clicked for me until this last episode. Not this episode, but the one before this. He was actually pretty, like, I really liked his character. Not saying I didn't like it before, but it just didn't, like, I don't know. It didn't appeal to me as much as he did in the previous episode. The previous episode, episode 16, he was very, very good in. Like, he was actually, I don't know. Like, there was something about that episode that made me really like Goma. And then, obviously, now, this episode, he's very Dragon Ballified. Or meatheadified, I guess, which I'm sure is what a lot of the comments are going to be about. I don't really care because I think he's cool. And I think more people will like him in this form than they will in the other anyway. And so it's just, it is what it is. But no, I'm totally fine with him being the final big baddie. There was something
Me
else
too.
I wanted to ask you about.
Especially if he gets a new form.
Crap. There was something else. Oh, speaking of his abilities, because one of the others that he's able to do is when he'd been picking up rocks and stuff. He everything when he's picking up has sort of like a rainbow effect, almost like a gacha, like rainbow.
Yeah, like a purplish dark rainbow, like an evil rainbow.
And so he does that to Goku at one point, and that's what causes Goku to actually go Super Saiyan 3 in the moment where Tamagami 1 and do come in and actually help Goku so that he can go Super Saiyan 3. All those abilities, like, how are they even going to be able to showcase them in Sparking or the other games like properly? Because, like, those are some pretty intricate ass abilities for a Dragon Ball character, I feel like.
I feel like the technical answer is going to be just, like, the same way they have Piccolo throw a rock or rush attacks that trigger cutscenes. But it did make, I'll say this, that was the best action sequence. And I didn't really put together that was the same ability he was using on Goku. But you're right, rewatching the action scene, the best part is when he picks up so much of the environment, the rocks, and starts like throwing them at the combatants, raising up barricades, stuff like that. And we eventually see that used against Goku himself. Dude, Goma kind of skyrocketed this episode.
Oh yeah,
the Goma stocks are insane right now.
He really did. This whole episode looked great. By the way, again, Daima this entire time has been incredibly consistent, but this episode looked very, very, very good. This episode was just great. Like, I might have to rewatch this, Dotto. I'm gonna be honest.
I was thinking that same thing. I was like, maybe this is the one I finally sit down and like show Kenzie or somebody. Like, you know, like, let's watch this episode. This is a good one.
By the way, the reason why I'm saying this, I'm not saying there's not. I know someone's already gonna be like, oh man, Goma has intricacy, but like, it is cool because Goma is literally freezing Goku in the middle of the air with one hand. This is why I'm saying, how do you think it'll represent in Sparking Zero? he's doing a God bind, essentially, if you will, like what Goku does to Broly in DBS Broly. But then he uses his other hand for a single-handed beam. Like, Gohan was, I don't know, dog. Like, that's, I don't know. He really was like,
I might have to pick up the SH figure art. You know, it's kind of like a jersey for a sports player. I might have to pick up the figure art of Goma. He's moving a little crazy.
I pre-ordered my Goma this week, actually. Dude, we haven't really discussed this enough on the pod, because it's just kind of something that I guess we kind of glossed over a bit. But it sucks that you can't go sit down with Kinsey, which granted, if this was out, we would be watching this too. But the dub, we're over here, episode 17, Goma, like, peak Daima right now. And the dub is on, like, episode 5 or something.
Like, yeah, no, and it's...
The dumb as hell, dog.
Like, it's fucking atrocious. The dub being that far behind sucks, especially when...
They're on episode 4.05, will drop tomorrow.
Well, especially when, again, I said we were going to go all Glaze. We've been mostly Glaze, so I'm going to take a quick moment. Like, there are some episodes that I'm not interested in rewatching again for a little while. Like, I'm just not going to watch the few episodes before this again. But they, like, imagine watching this in the dub. Dude, I can't wait to see the Kid Goku performance. Like, I want to see that all the way through in the action moments. I think that's going to be sick. But dude, this episode did it all. I do want to take a moment, Nano, because we didn't talk about it too much. I did discuss it a little bit, how it was better than Degesu's by 1,000 times. But Arinsu reveals, like, her whole role in this is she just wants an evil, powerful demon realm. She's not really interested in being the king, technically, but she just wants the demon realm to be scary again.
That's honestly not a bad plan, by the way.
It's not a bad plan. It's not even really... It's not super deep or anything. Like, I'm not asking for it to be super crazy. But the fact that she's just like, yeah, I want it to be evil, I want it to be scary, I think that's perfectly fine. Because Goma's been kind of a joke. Like, he's been kind of a joke. We've seen him be kind of a joke. And, I mean, that's it, really. So, I don't mind this. I don't mind that she's has a one-track mind and is dedicated to such a simple goal. And I'm also glad we got that in this episode. Because other than that, it was a very action-oriented episode, which I will take 10 times out of 10. But we do get some important character progression here. And the inclusion of she's the one that ultimately gives the call to have Doo and Koo go join the fight in the first place.
Yeah, that was, I guess that was another big one I did not include, is that she actually does tell them to go ahead and go fight Goma. Which... granted, she needs Goma to be defeated for her to do what she wants to do anyway, so that does make sense, but I do think that was a bit of meant to be a bit of like a moment of vulnerability there for her. So
yeah, I think it was, I don't think it will change anything. I think she'll still want to, you know, she's still going to be evil, but I do think it was like, okay, all right, some choices being made. Damn, dude, this episode was good. Yeah. This was, I think... Nah, I guess I won't say it yet, but it's going to spoil the rating section of the podcast. Yo,
calm down.
It's hard not to, dog.
I was looking back. I'm sitting here just looking at what's available for dub, and then I'm just looking at all 17 episodes. I think now that I don't know, I probably will wait till it's just all out and I'll just watch. I think I'll watch episodes 1 and 2, and then I might skip to 8, and then I might skip to 12, and then I might skip to 17 and watch the end from there. Like, I don't know that I need to immediately rewatch a lot of these, but I wanted to bring this up just minimally because it has been something we've talked about so much. I do think, this is just a prediction, but I think like pound for pound, like episode for episode kind of thing, because people criticize us for, especially like your sort of filler comment and like all of that. But realistically speaking, like most of the series, like Z, even OG, Super, GT, they're really defined by just a handful of episodes anyway. Like, when you talk to the general, like, you're just a passing by, like, if you're going to do one of those, like, I don't know, videos where you're, like, out on the street and you're asking people their favorite Dragon Ball episode or their favorite Dragon Ball moment, like, you're going to hear, like, a lot of the same ones over and over again. You just are. Like,
yeah, it's the big moments.
But I actually do think, like, for the fact, and one of our big criticisms of this show is that it is a limited series, and so... with it being limited, like, why do we have some of the episodes we've had, which I do still question a little bit. But the fact that right now, 17 episodes in, we have 3 episodes that are like on par with some of the best episodes in any of the other series period. Like, would you not agree with that?
I would. I think the peaks are, are good. Like they look fantastic and they compete bar for bar with some of the other big moments. The only thing that I will say that I just thought of this now, which is crazy because we've been watching the show for fucking 17 weeks now.
Yeah.
But I was wondering, like, other than the leaks, I was wondering how much the leaks impacted and the not just leaks, but like the reports and everything about people saying what the series was going to be. But now that I'm thinking about it, because I was scrolling through the episode trying to talk about everything that I really wanted to get in. The outro, I'm just now thinking about this. The outro is like a complete lie. One of the biggest complaints has been that these characters aren't really doing much. We're not getting much of an adventure. And then the outro is just all these shots of the characters hanging out, being friends, fishing, going swimming, chilling. We don't see none of this shit.
They've not done any of that.
Like nothing. Like absolutely nothing. And I'm not saying the outro needs to be like, we need to know where the outro is coming from. I get what they're going for. But in terms of the group vibe, like the outro is doing 100% of the work. Like it's, well, I guess we're supposed to take this, like, you know, when we're not seeing them, these guys are camping out every night and telling stories around the campfire every night and going swimming and chilling on rocks and going hunting. It's like, no, most of this shit doesn't happen. Once the two groups meet up, the adventure is over. So I do think, I don't know why they sold the adventure part of this show so much when that was really just a pretty much Demon World, not one, but three exclusive. But yeah, on your point that Dragon Ball is a show of moments and this series has big moments. Yeah, no, I think I would have wanted, you know, maybe one more would have been good enough. But I mean, I guess we'll see how it breaks down,
like,
right?
I think when we're done and we've wrapped up episode 20, like you can look back and this is going to have more or as many as the other series, like with lesser episodes or something. I don't know. Like I think like pound for pound, episode for episode, it will actually probably have more to it than the others just because simply the others are so much longer. But
like, I mean, absolutely.
You know, I would think anyways, like in this 20 episode run again, though, it's not fair to compare, which is what I've been kind of been saying, but more so in like the other regard. But like, it's a limited series, so it's not even fair to compare to the other series because this one should be able to deliver because it's limited. It's not week to week. You're not
being, you know, like brutally honest. And this is an early prediction, but I think this is very easily going to slot in. Like, I think it's going to break down at the end of the day, and I'll just say it, right? I'll just come out and say it. I think it's going to go Dragon Ball Z. This is going to be my list. It's going to go Dragon Ball Z. I'm going to put Super after that. I think Diamond's going to come in a nice, respectable third. And then Dragon Ball and then GT, right? That's what my personal enjoyment list is going to look like. Because at the end of the day, Diamond's adding a lot to the lore. It's shorter, like you said. Its animation quality is very consistent. And it does have these big fight moments. It does have all this without, you know, doing too much. I think overall, just the setting's interesting, right? Like, GT really suffers from 80% of that show being boring as fuck. Like, it's just horrible. Even when they're doing cool things like Super 17, it's kind of just easier to say that was cool without watching the show. Because if you watch the show, most of it's going to piss you off. It's really hard. Not that I don't, again, I do want to add a disclaimer because this has been a very disclaimer heavy podcast these past couple weeks, but even Dragon Ball GT for me is way higher than whatever your favorite anime is, dog. I'm just being on like whatever, like Your Name, great movie. I would rather watch Dragon Ball GT 1,000 times before I watch that, you know, that kind of thing. So these are all very high. I'm just saying stacked against each other. I think Diamond's going to do just fine. You know, it's going to be okay. I just think because it's what we're watching right now, it gets a harsh rap because it's new. And obviously when something comes out, you want it to be as good as fucking possible. Like I wish we did have a version of Diamond where Glorio, Pansy and Supreme Kai did more, or Piccolo wasn't just here to be Namekian. Like, I hate to say it, but that's all he did was talk to Neva and give a little bit of Namekian stuff. And that's it. Until these fights, now we're starting to move. So Daima could clutch up huge here. But yeah.
I think that it's going to too. I'm
after this, yes. Yeah. And we've been saying that, but I think this locked it in. Like they know what they're doing.
Dude, I'm still so I didn't technically answer. I'm still so split on whether I'm team just fusion or team SSJ4. Fusion happens though, right? You're in agreement that fusion happens.
I think fusion happens It's crazy. Past
you don't
me and
actually
Kirby.
Believe it's SSA 4 I think Vegito, fusion. Right?
I think fusion happens and Super Saiyan 4 happens at the same time. Surely not, though. I mean, that is fucking, that is wild, though, right?
Dog, that
like,
is,
when
that
I, when
is
I say
crazy...
that, that sounds meathead as fuck,
yeah,
dude.
That's
not even me.
Crazy.
That's not even me. But I'm saying, like, all the pieces are in play. Super Saiyan 4 is happening. And that's how committed I am to Super Saiyan 4 happening. That you're saying fusion's happening. I agree, because the fusion bugs have to do something. I think Super Saiyan 4 Demon Eye Fusion is the only thing that can happen. But what Thanos level, Avengers level threat are we going to need in order to see that? Like, Goma has to go to a second form. And
I'm with you. I think it makes more sense for Goma to not go anywhere. But I'm not saying that a Goma transformation is off the table. Like, straight up.
To be honest, that would be even better, because I like this Goma first form, but I could see myself easily liking, like, you know, maybe bring the horns into a little more, maybe like not like skinny up his face a little bit, but like de-stewy his face a little bit. Which I don't know if they could really do that. I don't know. There's
the
a lot they could do.
Is crazy, by the way.
He's got a Stewie Griffin ass head. I'm a Goma fan. I'm pre-ordering the SH figure arts. I'm first in line. I'm just saying, you know, it's a Stewie Griffin head.
All right. Book club time?
I think so.
All right. So Pick Rick hit us like, wait, I just want to bring this up because I'm still not totally convinced they won't be wrong. They're just unfortunately all wrong. Well, here, I'll read it. With the naming scheme for the recent episodes, I'm going to predict the next three Diamond episode titles after Goma. They were saying that next week would be R and Sue. They were really close to the A because it's Awakening. It's not R and Sue. But then focusing on the Majin battle and her connection to Glorio. It didn't do that, unfortunately. Then Fusion, because it's so crazy too, because the pacing of this show, like, you wouldn't, this episode was like three previous episodes combined into one, by the way. That's how much they did in this one episode. They gave us the R and Sue stuff, which, like, and they progressed that really fast. They gave us the Do versus Goku fight, and then they gave us Goma's transformation. Like, they gave us so much, all boom, 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 boom. That is funny that, like, the pacing of everything else had Pick Rick here convinced that it would, you know. Anyways, it would take until a whole following episode to get the other stuff. Then they were saying that the episode after that, so this will be the episode after Awakening, will be called Fusion, which I'm not totally convinced it won't be called that somehow.
Yeah, if that's still on the... Now is the time. I need to go back and look at this, like, Dokuten list that they're using, or, like, every character they're using, because I want to know what we have left. Is like, few on the table, or, like, what's left? Because I like this theme of predicting the episode titles, since they've given us the key of, like, knowing what characters need to be there.
And then the finale being magic, and it would come full circle.
Yeah, no, that one's good. That one, I think, is I would lock in magic as the final title.
I agree. With the fight being wrapped up, the dragon gets summoned and the heroes get their wish. Also taking into account titles like Glorio and Daima have already been used. I think if you're not right about Fusion, I think I want to give you like a 99% lock that this final episode will be called magic. I agree.
I would say most cool of them. I don't even blame him for going with the RNC prediction. I think that's a good prediction. I think, look, you were wrong on the RNC thing, but shoot or shoot. And I think right now this guy's a shooter. I think that was a highly educated shot. I just think, unfortunately, it missed here. And I think I would put money down on the two. I think Fusion and I think Magic make total sense.
I agree. All right. Zelda Stug hit us with, I cannot stop laughing at how much Dotto popped off for the preview of next week's episode. Nothing wrong with that. It's just funny how excited he got. Trust me, this is the most promising next episode preview since the one before episode 8. And look, dude, it all paid off.
I'm not even going to lie. I don't know why it popped off, but I feel like whatever emotion I had there, like, when we were going into this, Nano, I could tell you were excited because Nano's texting me 3 days in fucking advance about when we're going to watch this episode. But something was in the air. Like, I wanted to see this episode so badly. So bad. And most weeks, it hasn't really been like that, unfortunately. But I was like, damn, I want to get home. Like, I was sitting in traffic on my way back home. I was like, fuck, I want to get home so I can watch this stupid episode, man. And it was awesome.
Next week.
I'm here. Yes, I'm feeling the same energy, but maybe even more now. Like, I'm fucking ready, dude.
Yeah.
I'm ready to, I'm super excited. This is, like, TOP levels of excitement right now.
Same. Like, no joke, same. By the way, if you want to watch those, you can become a key member, which was what we've mentioned. That's how they, I think they actually commented that on literally our reaction video. Dolphin said those Kaiotens are going to have to pay or pop off near the end. There's time left, but they are running low.
It was running pretty low. I don't know.
Iron Kane hit us with this is the opposite type of thumb Dotto would use for breakers, lol, because I put like,
yeah, it was the stocks. I thought that thumbnail came out pretty nice. And that's exactly true. I would do that thumbnail for breakers. breakers.
Slow hit us with Dotto's disdain for Hybus is the funniest shit ever.
Yeah, Slow's a funny guy. I saw that comment and I went on his Twitter because he's one of the guys that, this is how you know that I'm a normal guy, by the way. Just because I hate Hybus doesn't mean I don't dislike anybody that likes him. I just think it's funny. Like, Slow's a guy that likes Hybus, and he retweeted something about, we all love Hybus here. And I replied with like the Goku serious gif with lightning in the back.
Dude, that was funny. I think I liked your reply because that was actually just a funny ass reply. So last week, we have two final comments about Book Club, and then we were rating the episode today. But last week, Dotto did ask a very genuine question. And so we got a lot of comments about Hybus, but I pulled two here. But Dotto asked, why do you guys genuinely like Hybus? Like, just wanted to know this genuinely. Okay. So I'll read this first comment, and then I'll let Dotto read the second one. This first
and I'm going to approach this. I'm going to approach this with love in my heart. Go ahead.
Okay, so Marshy points out, Hybus constantly giving Vegeta shit is my favorite bit this season. And I hadn't really thought of it that way. It does no redeeming for me, and it doesn't change my thoughts on this. But I guess I could see where that could be an enjoyable thing for people. And you just were a hater almost from the time he was on screen. No, actually, you weren't a hater immediately on screen because he's like, he was just kind of like the lazy guy because he just didn't want to go get the ship to go get the friends. And he was just kind of complaining about that. But then it turned into like a whole thing after that. I think that's when you like turned on.
Yeah,
Hybus, right?
I would have to, I'm not going to speak, ironically, I'm not going to speak for myself here because I can't remember what I was thinking. But I thought like when he was like, but I had a haircut and all that shit. Like I thought that was like pretty funny. You know, like it wasn't like laugh funny, but it was like, okay, this guy's like a lazy guy. But ever since I think it all started, the downslide really started with
the titties joke.
Yeah, the titties joke. Like, not that I don't think it wasn't like, I get what they were going for.
We're still getting criticized for that, by the way. We still say if they were doing brain rot jokes, we laugh at those, just not at Hybus.
I don't know. Maybe if it, I'm going to say this. This is going to be my biggest olive branch is maybe in the English dub, this will all connect much more because reading jokes like that, I don't that's a very big uphill battle. Like I have to imagine his tone. I have to like pick apart, but in English, maybe he'll just say like, oh, you just like them big titties, huh? Or something like that. And maybe that will be funny, you know? he's laughing already. But like maybe that would actually like connect with me and then it's more funny. Like what if he's just like, I'm not gonna lie, that hat looks pretty good though. Like then like maybe if he's more casual and more lazy, like that could just be a language barrier thing.
This would be generational.
I could just be ignorant.
This would be generational if you turn around on Hybus just because of the dub.
Oh, I'll give it a chance. Like that is, I think, the best path forward for me and Hybus's relationship.
I've never thought about that. You know, I mean, again, the only I don't watch like the anime I watch are literally JJK and like My Hero. Like there's not too many like jokes in those, you know, like there's not really jokes in those. But I guess like it, especially the sort of humor they're trying to do here with Hybus. You're right. It might would work better if it was not in a foreign language and we're reading.
Yeah.
It. Because timing is so much is so important on that and timing and tone. And so if like, yeah, maybe I'm going to put money that it won't happen that way. But anyways,
but I do just want to give credit because we did laugh at like a lot of the jokes we laugh at are physical, like Do following around the butterfly or Ku trying to run after the fight, even though he's clearly the bench warmer. Like, you know, when it's not so much in the language. So, you know, Hybus, I'm giving you that dog. Maybe you'll come back.
I just thought Marsh's comment was a good one because that even though like they didn't directly answer you, I guess they did actually, but I think that Hybus constantly giving Vegeta shit is my favorite bit. I hadn't even thought of it really in that way, and I could see where that might be like enjoyable for people. Anyways, take us through this final Book Club comment. Grim here. They dropped you with like a very real response.
This is real, and this took time to write, and I'm going to give it the respect that deserves. So this comes from Grim 0666. Since I do genuinely like Hybus, I'll chime in on why I love him. I think his design's really cool personally, and I like his outfit. He He's a bit of a mold breaker in the sense that he isn't swayed by normal things in Dragon Ball, but turns it on its head. Not wanting to take his demon girl, just wants to ballet at the beginning. He's a regular guy forced on a journey, but tries to make the best of it despite not ever wanting to be there. I do think it's funny how he is casually doing things in the background, dodge the bullets in the base assault like nothing, hiding in the back while Vegeta is fighting, and starts eating chips to start the fight. Or I thought it was funny that trading the belt for the hat was a fun, goofy moment. All in all, I think he's a goofy little guy whose ambitious lies beyond the realm of Dragon Ball, in the sense that he's a slice of life character in a shonen story. That contrast, plus in my opinion, his neat design, is what draws me to liking Hybus. I don't expect him to make a cool moment happen, but when I see him on screen, I know he can take the show less seriously and maybe be ready for goofs and gaffs. My condolences to Dotto, though, because I don't get why he has so much hate for Hybus. Oh, no, wait. Oh, no, that was right. Because I don't get why he has so much hate for Hybus. But I do really like Hybus no memes. Okay, I see. But also, he's not like my favorite or anything. I don't place Hybus over Goku, Bardock, or Vegeta. Yeah, I'm not. I will say I've never said any Hybus fans take it that far. That would be kind of crazy. But you know what? Seeing some guy come at it this earnestly, I think this is well written. We're extending a lot of olive branches here to the Hybus community. But I will say, I think my favorite use of Hybus has been when he was the stepping stool. I thought that was the best Hybus bit. It was more of like a Bulma thing, but yeah. I do think that was funny. I don't remember, honestly. So maybe in the dub, these scenes will I don't remember him dodging the bullets. I do remember intro being good.
I don't remember him dodging bullets in the base assault like nothing. I do not remember that.
But I'm not saying that's not, like, that probably did happen. I probably just don't remember it.
Yeah.
Maybe so. I was blinded by my hatred. But I think this was well written, and I appreciate the insight, because I can see these things. You know, I think his design was cooler with the belt, not because of the eye. I just thought it like now he's kind of wearing like a, I don't know what it's called, but more like a dress kind of thing. And I like the dress kind of thing, but with like something breaking it up in the middle.
Yeah.
But you know, I appreciate the comment. I thought it was a good insight, and I think a lot of Hybus fans can agree.
Yeah. All right, Dotto. It's time. Are you ready to do this?
Are we rating the episode now?
It is, man. It is. I don't really have much to add. I've always said I've been middle road on this character. I'm not necessarily a fan, but I'm not a hater. He's just kind of there. And if anything, honestly, I have come to enjoy Hybus more because you're so much of a hater, and watching these episodes with you is like, it's pretty fun. So, anyways, I know what I'm giving this.
I know what I'm giving this. I'm ready to go.
Who's first? Last week, so this is actually on you. I think
you showed. So do I show?
So you would be showing. I'd be saying. Actually,
remember, okay. I'll throw it up.
Are you ready? You did it.
Yeah. I got it.
I'm going with a 10 this week, Dotto. I don't know what more I could be asking for Daima if to not give it a 10 this week.
Wow, a little low.
No way.
What do you mean? No way, dog. I got it. I think, you know, the more we talked about it, the more it set in. This is my new favorite episode of the show. And yeah, I gotta give it a Kaioten. Give it a Kaioten again. So this is gonna, and that's not even me trying to make good on this promise. Believe me, I'm not trying to force these Kaiotens, but this was my most excited episode going in. And it exceeded expectations. There's one moment that we didn't really talk about, but in Daima, it has so often been the case that when you expect too much, you get let down. But Nana, when he grabbed Goku, I was like, oh my God, he's going to go Super Saiyan 3 right here. The beam was coming at him. And then Do and Tamagami jumped in to save him. I was like, whoa, that's pretty cool. I like that too. And then he was like, nah, I got to go all out. And then he went 3 as well. That was Daima rising to the expectations, throwing in a little curveball, and then meeting them and exceeding them. This deserves another Kaioten. It's one of, how many did I say
you
it was going to be? Like two,
by the way. You said two.
Two. I only need one more, and we still haven't
you
seen Fusion.
You said 3 tens, though. You said 3 tens.
I do think, yes. So I will count this as a Kaioten, because I truly believe this was a great episode. And the more I was watching it to try to get the size comparison on Goma, there's so much that I like. Like, I love when Goku goes Super Saiyan 3. Goma is still smiling at the guy. He hits a pose and smiles, dog. Like, this guy is, this ain't the Goma we've been seeing. All right. I don't know who this guy is, but Yeah, I don't know, dude. It deserves it. And I'm so happy because we, you know, we said they were running out of time, Nano, but genuinely, 18, 19, 20, we've got 3 weeks. I'll say two for sure because we there might be a cool down late last episode. It's only going to be the same 30 minutes, right? Like, they're not going to do a special.
We're still expecting, by the way, for Gohan to, like, snap out of being a kid, right? Like, that's his only sequence is that he's like, oh, wait, was I a kid?
Oh, yeah. Did we discuss this on the show, or did I just see a tweet about this?
We have not discussed the Gohan stuff in a long time.
Because I don't know where you got this from, but I saw it. I think I tweeted. I was like, Gohan fans are delusional. In a good way. It was episode 16 before Gohan fans were like, wait, is he actually not going to be in the show? I was like, bro, it's episode 16, dog. You didn't know that in episode, like, maybe 30 or 11? But... Then somebody was commenting, I think it's going to be a funny bit where he's like studying and then he snaps into being an adult. I think that would be an amazing post-credit scene for Daima.
Yes.
Like kid Gohan studying and then he turns into adult Gohan studying. He looks around the room and then just keeps studying. That would be awesome. I genuinely think that might be the best use of Gohan for this series. But with that said, yes, I this was a great episode. I'm just excited. Again, the thing I was saying about the weeks, I forgot. I'm excited for the next 3 weeks, like a lot.
Oh, that's what made me say the Gohan thing. I think they'll treat it like a YouTube video, and genuinely, it will literally go until it's done. Like the next three episodes will just keep going, 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 going. Like I don't think number 20 is a cooldown. I think number 20 is like true climax. And then they wrap it up in like 5 minutes. Like it's like all the way until that 15-minute mark. And it's like, boom. All right, 5 minutes, everyone's back. And then funny Gohan scene and all that. Like I think we have three. I might be wrong, but I think we have three more episodes of just like what this episode was, which is crazy. The other thing too about this episode that we did never mention, which is just a subtle detail. There was no mid-roll here. There was no.
That was nice. That
there was
nice.
Nothing. They had so much here. There was no extra 2-minute intro to take away the recap. There's no recap. There's no mid roll. It was just pure raw, like 20 minutes of actual Daima insanity, dude. It was so damn good. As a small update before we go into the final three episodes, you right now are averaging a 7.7 for Dragon Ball Daima, and I'm averaging a 7.9.
Laser, bro.
Bro, dude. The fact, dude, you've given some pretty low scores, so you've given us some higher ish scores. Matter of fact, if I would have given a Kaio 10 today, I'd be at an 8 even. But I only gave a 10. I'm saving my Kaio 10s for if you really think SSJ4 is going to happen, and I still think fusion's for sure happening, and I think fusion animated in the way Daima looks, holy shit. And if we get an episode of actual still action while they're also adults, the kid thing doesn't really bother me anymore. But them being the fan art I've seen of like what of with the Daima aesthetic of them as adults, I'm like, damn, dude, if we could just get like an episode, which granted we saw it back on episode one, but if we get an episode of them in the demon realm as adults fighting, holy shit, dude, that'll be a Kaio 10 and a half, man.
There's a lot of angles this could go because like I think that would be very exciting too. I don't need that to happen.
Oh, I don't either. I don't either.
Yeah, like I don't like that could be a great finale. But I think I'm all fucking in on this fusion Super Saiyan 4 Demon Edition. Dude, oh I genuinely think that's gonna happen. But adults would also be nice.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know. Great.
Bro is losing his mind. You guys thought I was crazy for saying when Goku was falling that it's kind of reminiscent of when he falls and turns into UI. You better have that same energy for Dotto over here saying SJ4 fusion. Okay.
All like, the pieces are on the board, bro. Like you could easily connect the pieces, dog.
I mean, that is crazy that it is actually a thing that is here and could happen. They fuse and then also get the buff up. Holy hell, that would be nuts, but I guess
that is a hero's fucking card waiting to happen.
The heroes is done, man. I guess it's a divers card waiting to happen. It's an official card waiting to
happen.
That's
true, dude. That's true. I mean, divers is just looking great.
All right. I think I hear the music, Dotto.
Yeah, it's time to go.
Man, see you guys next week for more Peak, hopefully. Bye.